the pipeline is smoking hot. I'm Bill Schlesinger, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Huge controversy surrounds Keystone XL, TransCanada's proposed pipeline that would transport oil from the Canadian tar sands deposits to refineries in Illinois, Oklahoma, and along the Gulf of Mexico. A large number of environmental groups and landowners oppose the pipeline and have been staging protests around the country, including at the White House. There is no doubt that tar sands oil carries steep environmental costs. Extraction will leave a growing scar on the boreal wilderness of Alberta, depleting and polluting the Mackenzie River. There are serious concerns that the pipeline will compromise groundwater, and the oil produced will be dirtier than conventional crude. This is because it takes a lot of energy to refine and transport tar sand oil. As a result, if you fill your car with tar sand-derived gas, you will emit 15% more carbon dioxide than with conventional gas. If you're concerned about global warming, tar sand oil is not for you. But is blocking the pipeline a good way to address this problem? It prevents the supply of oil to consumers. And if we don't import the oil, chances are good that Canadians will simply ship it elsewhere. It would seem better to tackle the demand side of the equation. If we use less oil, the price of oil from tar sands would fall below its production costs, and no one would be interested in mining the sands. We can tackle demand in a variety of ways, ranging from higher fuel efficiency standards for cars to a carbon tax. The Obama administration recently raised the fuel efficiency for the U.S. auto fleet. A carbon tax is another way to lower demand for oil, wean our country of foreign sources, and transition to a new future of clean energy. More information is at earthwiseradio.org. Support for Earthwise comes from the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.